Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station once again on another Thursday night open mic live with your host, Ms. Poetic E, and your co-host, Mr. CVG, holding the diamond in time. I am so excited today. We are just going to be keeping in rotation those ranking nominees that made it onto our charts, and that some of those who will also be performing this September 29th, and we will take some callers as well like we did last week. Had a great show last week. We really enjoyed those who called in and those who tuned in. We love you and appreciate your continued support of the Poetic Energy Network station, and we're just going to get it going tonight. We have, I know so many people asked me to play a couple of tracks by Laurie. I think Laurie even himself messaged me on Facebook, so we're going to make sure that we get his song in tonight along with many others. I appreciate many of you hanging out with us on the switchboard. Feel free to get into the chat room as well. I know we said we were just going to play the tracks from our nominees, but we're going to play a little bit of music too, and we're going to still take some calls. So remember, don't be discouraged in raising your hand and calling and sharing on the mic, because we thoroughly want you to share. But, you know, this is just in honor of us going for the next couple of weeks up until the day of the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, and we look forward to seeing many of you there. I see my co-host is in the building, so I'm just going to connect him in. Good evening, Mr. CVG. How are you?
I'm good, Miss E. How are you?
I'm doing great. Couldn't be better. All right. And now the show can go on since CVG has arrived.
That's right. You tell him.
Well, as we said we were going to do, is we're going to start with some of the tracks from our, I see a couple of you, just make sure you select option one when you're ready to get on the mic. But in the meantime, we are going to start off with one of our vocalists this time, because last week we started off with one of our spoken word nominees. But we're going to start off with one of our nominees. This sister has a very beautiful voice, and she confirmed with me that she will be traveling all the way from the Tennessee area, the South, just to come to be at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, Miss Jamise Cox, and this is her track, All of Me.
Hi.
Well, all right now, Detroit, you guys heard it. That was Miss Jameis Cox with All of Me. She's one of our nominees for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, and I'm so excited for her. And we got a great confirmation that she definitely is going to be here September 29th, celebrating us giving out the awards to so many of talented people. I'm just so excited for this event to go on. But you know it, you heard her voice, so you got to agree with me that she definitely has a lovely, lovely voice, and I'm just so excited for her for being one of our ranking nominees on the Spoken Word Billboard chart. And like we said, this evening we will continue to play many tracks from the talented artists, as well as some of the spoken word pieces that they have put to audio up until the day of the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. All right, we're going to keep it going. I just want to send out a shout-out tonight, to our two winners. I was on WDJR today, 1440 AM, and we gave away two tickets. We had two awesome winners, Pastor David Marshall of Clinton Township, Michigan, won one of our tickets, and he is excited about attending the event. And then we had Philip Brown Sr. of Inkster, Michigan, who won a ticket to the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. And I'm very excited about that because they both say that they are bringing other people. So that means they're buying tickets. Even though they won tickets, they still want to come and support this event. And I'm so excited. Tomorrow we will be having another ticket giveaway on the Barbara Pittman, I hope I'm saying her name correctly, the Barbara Pittman Max Show. And that will be a bit early, 7 a.m. in the morning, but I probably won't be on until like 7:30 or 7:45. But we will be giving tickets away as well on her show. And if you guys are connected with me on Facebook, I did place that number, that call-in number, to for a chance to win those tickets as well. It's a great opportunity. Hope you don't miss it. I will, let me actually give you guys the call-in number. And that way if you are up, you can definitely say, hey, you know, I'm on my way to work, but I want to win some free tickets and to the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. And you never know. We're giving away another two tickets tomorrow. So I'm trying to find the number here. I have posted so many postings here. That number to call in is 619-639-4609. That's the Barbara Jean Pittman Max Show. And feel free to give that number a call tomorrow from anywhere that you are. And have a chance to win some tickets to the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. All right, we're going to keep the show going. We just listened to Ms. Jameis Cox with All of Me, and we're going to take it to a track this time. We're going to kind of go back and forth in between the musicians and the spoken word artists. And this is one of my personal favorites, favorite artist, Ms. Jazzy Sadilk. So we're going to play one of her tracks very quickly, and I'm going to play her track, Unity. So let's take a listen, Detroit and all global listeners.
This is a public service announcement. Excuse me, can I have everyone's attention? We've come a long way since the Civil Rights Movement. So I just have one question. How do we go from chains and whips to Bloods and Crips? From pumping our fists to emptying clips? How do we get from Rosewood to Boys in the Hood. From peace, my brother, my sister, to what's good. We bleed not only red, but green and black. The colors of our forgotten African ancestors that struggle with oppressions on their backs. Consider the facts. Why is it our own we attack? The crab effect. Pulling each other down just to be politically correct? With all due respect, we're not above one another. Let go of the old house slave mentality. It's not about skin color. And why are we living out the dream of the king? And I don't mean Elvis. Although sometimes we act like we're all shook up. We need to take time out and pick a book up. Learn our history. Don't rely on someone else telling his story or her story. But the story's about tears and glory. And when we say nigga, how do you figure? We don't bypass the stereotypes of the whites. Our focus must be restoration. 50 years later, we're still striving for unification. 2012, no more hesitation. Love, peace, and blessings.
All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, you heard it. Miss Jazzy still holding it down on the mic tonight with that piece, Unity. It's all about unity. She is one of our performers for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards this year. We're so excited to have her coming all the way from the Tennessee area. Tennessee is representing tonight. All right, we're going to keep the show going, and we're going to go in between artists, and this is one of my favorite artists in the whole wide world. I wonder if they're on the air, if they're going to recognize who they are. I'm sure they will. All right. CBG.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know who this artist is?
I don't know.
Check this out. Let me see if you can recognize this guy, this soulful brother, this cool cat. All right, I'm laying it on a little thick, so let me just go on and get it out of the way. I'm sure you guys are going to enjoy this.
Yeah. and the booty. Check out that wall.
Check out that wall.
Got brothers ready to storm. Sexy all day long.
All day long.
How the hell could I go wrong?
Ooh.
With a sister like you, I know exactly what to do.
And all our global listeners, you're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station, and I'm Miss Poetic E, and my co-host is Mr. Stevie G. And for those of you who didn't know who we just prayed, that was my co-host, Mr. Stevie G, holding a dime on the mic with "I Want You." Now
that
I know
was
you.
What
you going to me?
I said that was definitely me. I got something I need to read because it's been bothering me all day. I got this off of Facebook, one of my friends on Facebook. Now I don't know how true this is. I don't want to bring the damper down on the show. The atmosphere is good, but this is ridiculous. It's a notice. You might have seen this yourself. It's called Our Replace Notice. And the date on it is September something, but you can't read it. It's kind of smeared out, 2012. It says, to all potential residents, due to the recent occurrence of criminal activity in our neighborhood, we regret to inform you that Arbor Place Apartment is no longer considering applications to rent from African-American individuals for the time being. We are working alongside local law enforcement to keep our community safer from crime. We are sorry for any inconvenience this may cause. If there are any questions, please do not hesitate to ask. Thank you, Management, Arbor Place Apartment. Did you read that online today?
I have, but, you know, I really don't go through, you know, I post what I need to post. Wow, somebody actually posted that?
That was posted. That's a letter. And I'm trying, there's a address bar down at the bottom of the page, but it's very blurry and you can't read it, but I can swear it looks like it was written in California because it looks like a 90-something number or a 94-something number. That's a zip code. That's a California zip code. So,
wow.
I mean, I read that and I couldn't believe it.
Fair housing issue, you know, and I'm surprised that they would even post that because that can bring the fence down on
them. Right there, man. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Slavery is over. It's been over. Come on, that's ridiculous. I mean, I read that and I was just utterly, I couldn't even open, my mouth just opened. I was like, what? But hey, this is America.
Yes, it is.
never know what to expect.
Wow. That is quite interesting that that someone would even go that far to even post something like that. Obviously, they don't know anything about federal housing law.
That's actually posted on my page, my Facebook page. For anyone who wants to go and read it, it's Stephen Guy White on Facebook. It's posted on my wall. You guys can read it if, you know, I mean, I was in disbelief about it. And I just couldn't believe that someone had the nerve enough to even write a note or type a note up like that. But it is what it is.
First place. Wow.
But,
all right.
Your time.
All right. Well, you know what? You have to get it on show, you know. You're my co-host, so that's all right. But we're going to keep it going here. And again, for those of you who don't know what's going on this September 29th, we're going to play our little pre-commercial really quickly so you guys can hear, because there's quite a few of you hanging out on the switchboard, and we're going to get some more of the tracks in for you to listen to, because we're playing all of our spoken word artists that have ranked on the spoken word charts, even some of those who haven't, but you know, are some of the show favorites. We are going to definitely be showcasing them up until the day of the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, because we just want people to know what we identify with the many talents that are out there. Just really being, you know, showcasing their talents across the nation. And it's just a wonderful thing to be able to celebrate so many of you who are very talented beyond measure. And it's just a great opportunity to fellowship in unity and to really listen to many of you up close and personal. So I'm definitely looking forward to the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, because it's just something that, you know, I just feel passionate about. I know it's going to be many, many amazing people there on the stage showcasing their talents, and there will be people who may not have known you without coming on the stage. So I just, you know, I'm looking forward to, a networking opportunity, a fellowshipping opportunity, as well as unity within the spoken word and the community of arts, period. I know we're going to play our commercial very quickly and come back and play some more of our talented people on the air. All right, very quickly.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castillo, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
All right, welcome back to Detroit and All Our Global Listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station, and I'm Miss Poetic E, and my co-host is Mr. Stevie G. All right, you heard it. We are going to have a wonderful time. I don't care if two people come. We're going to have a great time September 29th at the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan. For those of you who don't know, the tickets you can buy are, you know, $25. The theater box office is 734-394-5300. You can get your ticket at any time online. All you have to do is query the Village Theater of Canton, Michigan. It'll bring it up in the browser, and you'll be able to go right to their site and purchase tickets for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. It's definitely planted there for you to do just that. All right, Rob, we're going to keep the show going. I have a special request, a couple of requests. Like we said, we are going to play our artists, and I have a couple of people who have messaged me to play this wonderful brother whom I admire and adore, even though I haven't met him. But he's just one, he's not no average brother. I'm going to tell y'all that right now. So without further ado, we're going to play Mr. Larry Edwards with Average Brother.
Average brother,
did you see?
Yes, 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 Detroit and all our global listeners. Although he says he's an average brother, with vocals like that, you cannot be an average brother. All right, we're going to keep the show going, and I think I have Mr. Larry Evers on the line himself, so I think I'm going to connect him in real quick to see what he got to say. He definitely one of our performers for the September 29th Spoken Word Billboard Awards, as well as a ranking nominee with this Average Brother track here. So I know you all will agree it is well deserved. All right. Larry, are you on the mic tonight?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. How you doing? Yeah, man. How y'all been, man?
We doing great. We're glad to have you here. And you know that a couple of people hit me up and asked me to play your track tonight. So.
Oh really? Oh man, that's amazing. That is amazing. That's just really cool. I'm out and about, and I figured I'd give a call, but and do a love some. But I just can't wait to do what I have to do, man. It's just an honor. Being nominated. But I have a piece I want to share.
Sure.
And matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to make this quick. I'm going to do a little song about that.
All right.
Yeah. For those that are coming in, here you go. I ain't no fun, I don't flash no eyes, I don't push no mask, try hard not to fly, I don't make six friends, living checks, hope I've answered any questions you may have. No, I don't know what you're looking for. If I be the one that you'd adore. No, I'm not a fly guy, maybe not a perfect guy, but I can say at least I'm a real guy. If you could just see me and what's on the inside of me, there's beauty to know, beauty to know. I'm just an average brother. This you see, but if you look deeper, girl, like no other, like no other. There you go.
Woo! All right, now. I got my handkerchief like, oh, Lord. Now, y'all know Mr. Larry Evers. Y'all heard it live, and he did that a cappella. You know, that's how you know when you have an awesome singer, when you can sing and you can sound great without even any music in the background.
Yeah, that's the fun part. That's the fun part. That is the fun part, really. For me, it is. You know, I don't claim to be the best at it. I just love what I do. And it's just beautiful, man. It's just beautiful.
Well, you are well in a, you're in a great company with Dwell and another brother. So you know, I don't know. They gotta get a little run for their money there.
That's good. That's good company, man. I'm not even gonna lie to you and say I hope I get a chance to win the award. And you know, I'm not a sore loser, but I try to be a pure one, so I hope, I'm not even going to say and lie to you.
You know what? You said it right. You a real brother. You said it in your song, so you got to respect that. And you just never know if it's meant for you, if you'll get it.
Yeah. If not, it's still an honor, you know? Don't get me wrong.
Yes, indeed. That was Mr. Larry Evers. Did you want to share anything before we go on to the next person?
I'll share something. I'll sit on the couch for a little bit. I want to get somebody else to get the shine, and I'll come back, you know, before it's too late if there's room.
All right. All right, right. Mr. Larry Ripple's on the mic tonight, you guys. So we're going to keep it going here. We know we have some more artists to play tonight. CVG, you got anything more you need to say? Anything more you need to get off your chest tonight?
No, I'm good for tonight. I got to go off my chest.
But we have some more amazing artists that, like we said, we wanted to make sure you guys know and feel exactly how these people made it to the charts in the first place. And you heard Mr. Larry Edwards, you heard him on his track, and then live, you know, you just the amazing talent that's there. So, and Miss Jamise Cox, you know, you hear the talent, so you know they, you know, definitely deserve to be honored and celebrated. Now, we're going to take it to the spoken word and bring you some love from Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn. You heard Miss Jazzy Sadilk earlier, a couple more other people. So we're just going to bring Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn, who also happens to be one of our performers for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards September 29th, as well as a ranking nominee. All right. And for those of you who don't know, he writes very sensual poetry. And, you know, he puts a little bit of flavor to it with the blues and, you know, of his area. And, you know, he has a nice balance of talent. But we're going to play his track, A Lover's Day, and here's what he got to say.
Every day I wake, I realize it is a special day. It is Lover's Day. From the first thought of you, it is a holiday to celebrate. It is Lover's Day. We share in the gift of breathing in each other. We give the gift of receiving love that is endearing and everlasting. Every moment I am with you is a special moment. When I'm away from you, I seek to make our next time together more special. It is Lover's Day, and love comes easy as God has blessed me with all his might to understand what you mean to me. No matter the season, the sun shines, heeding our special times. It is Lover's Holiday at midnight. At the break of dawn and as the sun set, it is Lover's Day. I need not to wait for a special day to be named so I can love you more. Each day I cherish the thought of loving you more. I call you lover on Lover's Day, which is every day. In the hours we work to provide shelter and nourishment, we have found that we need just each other. The love that feeds our soul feeds us internally and forevermore. So let the material world be our competition for others. Loving you is not a game, never a burden. I've been blessed to be with you, my love, on Lover's Day. In the real, you and I walk and talk and share our fears and glory. We are holding hands in years after our young days have turned into mature days. It is Lover's Day. As I close my eyes in the evening, it turns into Lover's Night. In my deepest sleep, I see you and we are making love. After we have made love, as we awake, I see a new day. We find a present from each other. It's love. It's another Lover's Day. Mm-hmm.
Detroit and all our global listeners. That was one smooth brother. He put it down with Love Is Day. Right, he and his whole album is lovely, but he is definitely one of our ranking nominees for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, and I am looking forward to many of you winning the awards and going home with the awards. We know everybody can't win, but we're definitely rooting for all of you guys. All right, that was Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn with Lover's Day. All right, I'm going to make a quick announcement. For those of you who are in the Michigan area, next week, the week before our event, September 22nd, I will be performing at the International Fuller Women's Expo. Going to be a great time. 2 years ago, I wrote a piece and sent it to the director of that organization, just in celebrating the women, the Fuller Woman, and the piece is entitled The Fuller Woman, and they loved it. And so they have been trying to get me for 2 years now to come. So I am definitely going to be at the St. Regis Hotel with them next Saturday, sharing that piece live. And just so many beautiful women will be there. Miss Kim Cole, for those of you who know who she is, Miss, you know her as St. Clair, she will be there. So she'll be rendering some comedy. So it's going to be great to just be on the platform with some amazing and funny women. So I'm going to do my best because I actually really, truly love that piece. And it was written from the heart because, I just watched the whole experience of celebrating women celebrating themselves in their own and appreciating their own skin. So we definitely am looking forward to sharing that piece on Saturday, September 22nd. It's going to be an all-day event. I think that I'm only doing it once, but who knows, I may end up doing it twice because it is an all-day event. So if you're in the area, and the tickets are only, I believe, $20 for that day. It's a three-day event, but I'm only going to be on the program for September 22nd. All right, we're going to keep on going. It's 11, we have 11 more minutes going, and we got to keep put some more of our artists in rotation who have been nominated for awards with the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. And we're going to play one of our next artists who have definitely made it on our charts and has been ranking for quite some time. And we certainly appreciate the creativity that this person brings to the Spoken Word community. And we're going to play one of his pieces entitled Bombshell. And this is by Mr. Kyrie Toure. All right.
Oye, que quiere bombón.
She's a bombshell. The new millennium Marilyn Monroe. A stunning seductress, so curvy and voluptuous, but she's not your stereotypical busty bimbo. See, a bombshell is not only a sex symbol, she's also beautiful and brilliant. And nothing is capable of breaking a bombshell spirit because she's resilient. Plus, she's blessed with curves and a shape that can make never underestimate the power of a brilliant-minded, super-thick bombshell. She's a buxom beauty queen who was born for the big screen. Put her in a magazine and she has the type of natural beauty that doesn't need to be airbrushed. And she doesn't need to wear a lot of makeup, just give her lip gloss and a hairbrush. She's comfortable in her own skin. She's the reason why thick women are always in. Her hips and thighs have the power to leave men hypnotized. And she doesn't need collagen injections because she's blessed with full lips. She wears sexy attire and men admire her full hips.
On the street corner in East Oakland, his pants sagging, gold grill in his mouth. I overheard him bragging about being a gorilla. He called himself a cold-blooded savage killer, a beast on these streets. I told him white people used to view Oda Binga as a savage too. He was like, Oda Binga who? I told him Oda Binga was a black man that was captured from Africa and placed in a cage at the Bronx Zoo. True story. They locked him in a cage with an orangutan. White people would laugh at him during their visit. Zoo officials called his cage the Monkey House Exhibit. They claim Oda Binga was a beast and African savage who exhibited animal characteristics. And you're probably wondering, what does Oda Binga have to do with you? Black man, you need to understand that the past plays a role in the present. And Oda Binga's life is still relevant because there are still races who view as black men as savage beasts, prone to violence and less intelligent. So when you call yourself a beast, that's the same way these police view you in the streets. They want you to live according to your animal instincts so they can detain you in chains at their police precinct. They don't want you to think black man, they want you extinct. Watch Fox News. You see politicians with racist views.
It's like a damn
China. They don't want to see you graduate from the Ivy League schools. They would rather see you wearing county blues. They want you to be the new Oda Binga so they can laugh at you and lock you up in their prisons, which are nothing more than modern day zoos. I once heard a white police officer refer to the black community as a concrete jungle, and he called himself the zookeeper. It was then I realized why so many black men are in prison yards and why the state pays prison guards more money than school teachers. The primary purpose of the police is to lock you up in the belly of the beast, shoot you dead like an animal in the street. They want you to kill and unleash your self-destructive rage so they can lock you up like a beast and place you in a steel cage. Learn about the politics of prison and how this media portrays us black men as violent primates. They claim we're the reason for the rising crime rate. Learn about the racist scholars who write pseudoscientific books like The Bell Curve that claim we have an inferior brain. And let's not forget how President Obama was portrayed as a monkey during his presidential campaign. Ain't nothing changed. So black man, when you call yourself a savage beast, a person who doesn't believe in peace, that gives these police a reason to try and justify shooting you dead like a monkey in the street, or taking you to jail in chains like a beast on a leash,
Until we as black men start using our higher senses, our enemy is going to continue to build higher prison fences. Until we start teaching our youth how to write complete sentences and not commit violent offenses, these white judges are going to continue to write longer prison sentences. Research your history. Black man, you see how our enemy used animal imagery during slavery. Branded us like cattle, called our ancestors cannibals, and considered us related to animals. But we are not monkeys, gorillas, beasts, and baboons. We are not niggas, goons, cullets, and coons. We are not porch monkeys, sambos, jigaboos, or jungle bunnies. And I refuse to look at a black woman's ass and say she has a donk. Black man, beware when you call yourself a beast or killer and boast about pimping. The popos will arrest you, lock you up in their prisons, and society will view you as a gorilla limping. We are not beasts. It's a savage society that uses violence, music, and video games to promote violent behavior. So U.S. politicians and the prison industrial complex can use us as cheap labor. Their plan is to lock us up in cages so they can profit off our labor by paying us cheap prison wages. Slavery is back. Why you think they started to privatize prisons? It's a form of social Darwinism, survival of the fittest. Black man, we are on society's hit list. We ain't meant to survive in this system. Ever notice how the concrete slabs and iron bars in prisons are similar to the zoos the animals live in? But in the memory of Oda Binga, I will not allow this society to label us as intellectual pygmies. Black man, learn your history. Put down the gun and pick up a book. Read Ivan Vansertima and you will see how our ancestors were not uncivilized people in Africa living in a book. Our ancestors built the majestic civilizations of Kemet and Kush. So how can we be beat when our ancestors in the Nile Valley created the concept of civilization and peace? They stripped us of our freedom and brought us in chains when the slave ships docked. Then they sold our families and separated us on auction blocks. Now in prison they strip you of your name and give you a number and a sale block. And nowadays they separate black families by using street corners and claim we selling rocks. So I'm spitting this poem because I don't want to see another brother getting burnt by the beast or get arrested by the boys in blue. Black man, understand you are not a beast. And I don't want the next brother they lock up in their concrete zoo to be you. Rest in peace to Oscar Grant. Rest in peace to Sean Bale, Amadou Diallo, and every other black man these beasts have murdered.
All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, you're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station. And this is Miss Poetic E, and my co-host is Mr. Stevie G. And we're holding on tonight, the Thursday night open mic live. All right, and that was Mr. Kari Toure with Beast, which is one of our ranking nominees on the Spoken Word Billboard charts. And a very powerful piece. You know, if you missed the message, you've got to tune in. I think he does have that on YouTube. But, you know, you can see that his range is very phenomenal. He can do, you know, he can make you dance in the club, and then he can really make you have some really, really deep thoughts about life. Phenomenal brother, and definitely deserving of being one of our ranking artists on the charts. Well, we'll get another artist here because we're covering a lot of categories with the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. It's not just poetry, but it's musicians, comedians, DJs, and a couple other people just, you know, that have ranked on that track. So we're going to play a piece by Yancey with Remember featuring Carol Yancey. We're going to play that very quickly because he is also one of our ranking artists on the Spoken Word Billboard charts in for the jazz category. So let's check this out. Thank you. All right, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. This is the Poetic Energy Network station, and this is Ms. Poetic E, and my co-host is Mr. Stevie G. You were just listening to Yancey with Remember. That happens to be one of my favorite songs on his album. All right, we definitely look forward to announcing the winners for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards in each category on September 29th. We hope that you and your family can make it because it is a family-friendly event. But, you know, I don't know too many people that want to spend $25 for a kid. So we hope that you just make it a night out for you and yours or just you and your friends. But we're definitely looking forward to many of you coming out and really enjoying yourself. We're going to have the Good News Choir. We're going to have the comedian Coco. You guys know her from BET, but Detroit know her as one of our own. So we definitely look forward to her being on the stage and sharing some funny stuff with us because she's definitely, definitely funny. And we definitely have a host of vocalists, male and female. We're going to have a great time that night, and I just hope to see many of you there. If you can be with us this year, we hope that you can be with us. Tickets are available at the Village Theater box office. You can come to the event and purchase a ticket on site. Because we know sometimes people like to buy the ticket from the box office. That's why we decided to use the box office there instead of using Ticketmaster to make it easy for you guys. So if you decide at the last minute that you want to come, you definitely can come to the door and purchase a ticket. It's going to be a great time. We have so many performers coming from different locations. We have Mr. Laurie Edwards coming from the Washington, D.C. area, Jazzy Sadilk coming from Tennessee. We have the Oracle coming from Hollywood, California. We have hip-hop sensation Mr. Zach One, recording artist Zach One, coming from the Bay Area of California. We have a host of people from the Detroit area, Michigan area, coming and sharing it with us on that night. We have Romeo Denani coming from Cincinnati, Ohio. So we just have a host of people just really going to enjoy, that you're going to enjoy that evening. It's going to be a great time. So we hope that you definitely make it out. If you are able to tune in tomorrow on the Barber Pittman Max, Gene Pittman Max, I'm getting it all wrong, but I gave you guys the number to call and tune in tomorrow at a chance to win two additional tickets. We gave out two tickets today on WDJR 1440 AM, and those winners again was Pastor David Marshall of Clinton Township and Mr. Philip Brown Sr. from Inkster, Michigan. So, again, we want to congratulate them for calling in to speak with me during that hour. We even had a couple of people continue to call after the show was over from Tennessee and Kentucky and Georgia. So we want to appreciate those people, too, for taking the time to even call to Michigan and just to show their love and support for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards and just to get an opportunity to speak to me and, congratulate me. And I appreciate all of the love that was shown today. We have a couple of more appearances that we will be making announcements for. We will be next Wednesday. We will hold off on sharing this. We will just get that information and announce it next week. But I thank the Most High for our team, Ms. Kelly Smith, from Detroit, Ms. Lori Rossio from Detroit, Mr. Quincy L. Lewis, which is our host for the Spoken Word Billboard Award. We want to thank him and Sister Latinda Simmons and just a host of other people. I just wanted to just, you know, really shout them out and honor them tonight because they have been very instrumental in helping me bring this all together. And it's just, you got to let people know that you appreciate them And these are people that I've never met before, but I tell you, when I met them, it seemed like I had known them all my life. And they have just been a beautiful addition to my life, so I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to, you know, cross their paths and have them work with me. And I'm looking forward to them working with me on the stage play for next year. So you guys keep in tune. We got a lot still coming up for you guys. And we have not forgotten our project with the Homeless Cry. We selected 7 poets, and Miss Kelly Smith will be the first poet that will be hosting the film showing, as well as the book signing for the Homeless Cry anthology that I put together with and invited a host of other poets to join me in that collection. Our play is The Synchronized Ink, The Heart of a Man, and that is definitely going. We're going to start doing auditions in 2013, so we'll be making announcements for that. But keep it locked and stay tuned and keep up with us, and we'll let you guys know what we're doing next. And we're definitely making sure that we're putting some people, bringing some people with us, and we're, you know, working together in unity. And so I really appreciate that. And I'm just going to hand the mic over to my co-host and let him take us home tonight. Stevie G, after
we
know the mic to you.
Let me see if I can from my laptop. I'm going to try it. I got music. I just hope it projects enough.
Okay.
All right. Oh, let's see. How about a little cameo?
All right.
Thank you. That was Sparkle, y'all. Hope that Sparkle cameo puts a sparkle in your eye this weekend. Have a good one, y'all.
All right. Good night, Detroit, and all our global listeners. We love you.
Good night.